This is the M Zone.
Welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Matt the Hitman Misler, Matty Boom Boom Leach, and let's go right to the phone, 734-998-1050. What's up, JJ?
My Mason Blue Dobbers are up today. Hey, Boom Boom, nice one with Mr. Bastardus.
I figured if there was anybody out there who appreciated that pick, I knew it was going to be you.
Well, especially since our best lineman, Zach Zenner, has been hurt, and we've been injured at the guard position, so he's anchoring down the interior line, which is important. I'm not saying he's Cesar Ruiz, but, you know, he's doing a freaking good job this year. So I'll give him credit and stuff like that. And a little shout-out to J-Mo for his Blake Corum being a game-breaker because he hit that one right on the head. On defense, I'd have to go with Mr. Hutchinson because he's playing pretty well. We're still vulnerable to the pass on defense, so, but Dax Hill is probably one of the best safeties in the darn country. And on special teams, I got to go for Northville's own Jake Moody. Brad Robbins is doing a nice shot punting, but it was a couple weeks ago I checked the NCAA statistics, and I believe he was in the middle of the pack at the Big Ten. I might not be right on that. I know he's been punting inside the 10 and doing that kind of stuff, but Jake Moody's been pretty darn good this year, so I have to, you know, tip my hat to them. And you know what? Maybe one time, Jamie, if we have another you know, bye week in the future, we could get somebody like Pinky Higgins or Dieter Heron or, dare I say, Mark Messner on, because I haven't heard him for a while.
I had lunch with Dieter Heron a couple days ago. I should have told him to come on. That's a good idea, JJ. He would have liked this part that what we're talking about. So that's pretty funny.
Hey, Peter didn't ask about a crazy stalker that always bothers him, does he?
He always says, "How's JJ doing?" He did say how you were doing.
Really? Listen, I got to meet him that one time thanks to you. And you know what? Listen, I'm glad I picked those kind of people to be the people that I admired, you know, when they played. They're just those guys like that, you know, Jamie. It just makes you feel good. It just does. It makes me glad that I get to cheer for that team, even when they wear white pants. So go blue.
734-988-1050. Let's keep it rolling. What's up, Mustafa? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Jamie. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for asking.
I'm on offense. I'm gonna have to go with what MBBL said. Marty Boom Boom Lich. I'm gonna call him MBBL.
That's my guy, Mustafa. Andrew,
from now on, I'll call you MBBL, Marty Boom Boom Lich. I'll go with Andrew Vastardis, just because. Remember before the season when Josh Gattis went out there and said that Zach Zenner was going to be maybe our best offensive player overall? I did not like that. I did not.
I remember that.
Because to me, because to me, it was so disrespectful, and now I appreciate what Hassan Haskin done, what Ronnie Bell been through, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th year guys. I'm like, even if that is true, let the process play out, man. I mean, let these guys earn their stripes. Don't go ahead do that. I did not. That really, you know, bothered me a lot. And Vastardis didn't bail or lose confidence. He fought. Remember, you guys were thinking that Zente was going to start center. It wasn't true. Vastardis went to work and came out, and he's doing really, really well. Just because of that, I'm going with him for the offensive MVP.
Like it.
Okay.
On defense, I'm not going to go with the obvious. I'm not going to go with Aiden or Daxon Hills or the middle linebacker, whatever. I forgot. God, man.
Josh Ross.
Now, Josh Ross, I'm going to go with a guy. It's not because that he's playing yet at the, you know, at a, at American, all-American type level or even all-caps level. But he brought himself back to respectability compared to last year. Vincent Gray.
Okay.
Well, I said that because I like that. I like, you know, resiliency. Last year, he was getting picked on by every team we play against. You go to your game plan, you say, you know what? We're going to attack number four. He can't stop nobody. This year, I mean, I don't see no deep ball throwing at him, you know, on his side yet. Have you seen that? That's what you call earn your respect back. And on the defensive back unit, the way they play, man, with DJ Turner and Jermaine Green, next year, Jamie, we may have in our hands three shutdown, lockdown corners next year. Watch out. They are taking even bounds every single weekend. And they are all coming back. Okay? And
yep,
for special team, I'm going to go with Jim Harbaugh said. I'm not going to take just the kicker. No, I'm going to take the whole battery, the snapper, the holder, and the kicker. Last weekend, I watched the game. If you can tell, before every snap, especially on those last few goals, I could see that defensive line shifting, man. It was so scary. They big, they move at the last moment. That did not affect the whole mechanism to work into perfection. I love it. They snap the ball in time. The guy caught it in time, put it on the ground. The kick went up and good. It was just a piece of beauty. So for that, I'm going to choose those three guys as together my special team MVP.
I like it, Mustafa, okay, giving nice credit to that long snapper and holder, too.
Yeah. So, but again, you know, I just don't like, Jim, before I let you go, I don't like coaches, you know, praising younger players. Remember last weekend, we went for two and missed it with Johnson, CJ, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you can go back that same play a couple years ago against Indiana, Josh Gattis dialed that same play for Donovan Edwards. He came down with the ball. That's why I always believe in let the young guys just get better. Don't sit on a podium on the press conference and throw praise at them. They're not there yet. Always give respect to the guys that have done it before. Mm-hmm. Have them and tell them every day to learn from the previous guys. That's how you run a team.
You are right, Mustafa.
I like it, Mustafa. You did a great job.
That's all I got, man, today. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks for the phone call. 734-998-1050. Let's go to Mark and Lancey. What up, Mark?
Man, damn you, Mustafa. I was going to say the long snapper, man. damn you, Mustafa. You ain't right, bro. Hey, man, the question, I do have a question. Is the long snapper the same for the kicks and the punts?
Yes.
What's his name?
I honestly don't know, brother, but I know it's the same guy.
I'll just take it to another level. Let's say his name. Yeah, let's find out who he is and say it a couple times. Can you tell me what the sequence is on that? Because I see these other. I keep thinking pressure kick. Kicker is one level anxiety.
Hold on. His name is William Wagner. William Wagner.
What's up, Willie, baby? Double double. All right.
Double double. W two.
There you go. That's our guy. I'm gonna get. Hey man, make sure he gets one of them NIL deals over the Chop House, and it'll be a lot cheaper for the. Yep. I got. All right. So Jamie, if you know, then what is it that's that what is his trigger for the snap? The holder sends him a signal.
obviously the holder in the field goal, obviously the holder signals for the ball when the kicker rocks his head and lets him know he's ready to kick. I know that sequence. The punter, it's the
up back. The left
up back, and he puts his hand. He waves his hand where Willie can see it. William can see it, and then he snaps the ball.
Okay. Offensive MVP, Blake Haskins. Defensive MVP.
Hey, whoa. Blake Haskins.
He's giving it to both.
Yeah, Blake Haskins, baby. Blake Haskins.
Okay.
He's got to give it to both.
And Aiden Hill for defensive MVP.
Aiden Hill.
Yep. Most improved, Josh Ross.
Josh Ross? Okay, I like the most improved. Yeah. I like that.
Hey, now, tell me, we it looks like we get kind of cute on those punts. We have a guy go in motion, another guy come back.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what's behind that? What are they doing there?
I think they're trying to see. Yeah, they're trying to see if something's up, if their guys are coming or anything like that.
Trying to see if they're up to anything, and also maybe seeing if we've got, you know, we have gone for it once with that fake punt in the Washington game, looking for weaknesses.
Yeah man, because I'm looking at, look at the little decoy running around there looking all pretty and stuff, stopping and stuttering. It's okay, you better block somebody, dude. That's what I said. You better block somebody at the end of the day.
No. Why? I shouldn't say this on the radio, but if he's a bigger dude, they going. Because you can see him blocking. You see who go block.
Now, one last question. This blocking the defensive player. Now, let's say the runner has gotten past the defender. No teammate that's deeper than that defender can block anymore. Is that pretty much it? Because if the defender is chasing the returner, he ain't looking up. I've seen too often though, a player, a teammate want to block that dude, but because he ain't looking up, he can't block him. So have we pretty much made ineligible anybody blocking downfield that's deeper than any of the defense team's players? You can't block them from behind.
No.
And you can't block them unless they're actually looking at you and say, I see you coming, baby. I'm going to try to avoid you. I guess you can block that dude. But how many of them actually do that? They're chasing the returner.
Right.
So that anybody downfield is pretty much obsolete then. I get or irrelevant now. Given this new rule, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Well, it's that non-look block. You know that lookout block. You know, usually they used to take guys out. You had guys that perfected that block. Boy, they lived off of that block.
Yeah, man. Well, they're supposed to. You're supposed to be looking out. You're supposed to have your head on a swivel. Don't be coming down there unless you want to get.
I used to get knocked out when I was with the Redskins.
I was going to say, Jamie, the guy who was on the receiving end of a few of those blocks or had to lay a few of them, he's saying that,
I know.
Don't have to do them anymore.
Exactly. I'm glad that I knew them blocks. We should have made those illegal back in the 70s. So when it got to the 80s, I didn't get knocked out all the time.
I think Jamie had a target on his back. He was up in the post office or something. Because Jamie used to get blasted all the time. Like when he was running the ball and almost got knocked out by a Florida State player who had to apologize to Bo, saying, "Hey, I didn't mean to hit him that hard, Coach. I didn't mean to hit him that hard."
What do you do when you're looking to let out a little aggression? You look for the little guy.
Hey, man.
Bo.
Hey, man, they used to take it out on Jamie, man. Hey, Jamie, applaud to you, man. And I'm out, guys. I got to go to class. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Hey, you give them and you take them. I took really a lot of knees out.
I'm really surprised for our MVPs that we got as many Andrew. I thought I was going to be the only person who said Andrew Vastardis, besides maybe JJ. I know JJ.
We knew JJ was going to do it, right?
I was surprised how many other people mentioned his name for their offensive MVP.
Well, JJ has mentioned it many a times when he comes on and said, if we're going to have a good offensive line, we need the center to be an All-American, a potential MVP all the time. So if the offensive line is good, that means your center is damn good. So I think a lot of people have heard that. They've taken it to heart.
I think the reason why just an individual wise, like why it was just, it seems so odd is that the entire offensive line has just played really, really good this year. So, I mean, just collectively, like if you were to go say collectively that Michigan offensive line, totally understandable. I mean, boom. How many times have we done, you know, when we on Sundays, we'd say, you know, who the offensive and defensive player of the games were. And the amount of times I'd say, I got to go with the entire offensive line, the entire collective offensive line, opening up running lanes, holding out for McNamara to throw some open passes or, you know, the attempt of throwing open passes and connecting. It's just collectively and, you know, having Vastardis as one of your captains as well, too, I think is definitely one of the biggest keys right there. So I totally understand when people just, you know, go Vastardis only. But for me, it's like collectively that front five have been playing like brick walls. And of course, you know, when you get fed good food at the Chop House, you know, from old number 12 himself, that don't hurt at all. You keep feeding them big boys, Cade. Keep feeding them. They're going to be happy boys.
When you get fed by the NIL, that's good too, because that ain't hitting your pocketbook too much.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying. I get it. I hear it.
Jamie's just jealous. He was wishing he had those.
Why would I be jealous? My mom came to town. She took care of the offensive line. You want Southern good home cooking boys? Come on over. I got you. My mom, like CJ's mom, gonna take care of everybody. Everybody eat good.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all take care of my baby.
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
Hey, who you guys got tonight in Thursday Night Football? Bucks at Eagles.
You know who I got. Come on, man. You know I got TB12.
Tampa Tom, baby.
I need I'm going to need Tampa Tom to give me some big old fantasy points because I got a couple uphill battles this weekend. So come on, Tommy. I know you're listening to us because we is the premier show. Give me some points. Give me some points, baby.
Well, that being said, the premier show is coming to a close today. You've been listening to the M Zone on WTKA AM 1050. The Ticket.